It's a good day to get gone.
Here we are with our once a week overview, our chance to probe into the big stories, the top topics of the week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine and Talkers.com, whose editor and publisher is Michael Harrison. He's here with us to go through the top 10 stories, the top topics, and we're going to, I'm always interested in words, as you know, Michael. The word parse here comes into my mind because we often hear people talk about the word. Remember, this gets started when Bill Clinton was focused on is and the meaning of is and parsing that from whatever other thing is might mean other than is. So taking apart the stories and understanding what they mean conversationally, there are a lot of different spins. That's why we have such an exciting format here, the News Talk Radio format, which is what we review, both on radio and television and the so-called new media, the proliferation of conversation that sometimes is political, but not always, as is reflected by the list, the research done by the folks at Talkers to find out what really is going on these stations with the hosts and the programs around the country that are monitored by Michael and his staff. So we're going to go through them. We'll start with number 10 and sort of see. I know you're a big sports fan. So at number 10, the Major League Baseball season opening up, the Final Four, and the conversation that Mike Francesca, who is somebody that I guess is a friend. I say that with quotation marks around it. He's been at a number of your Talker seminars. He created quite a stir this week, did he not?
Yeah, a baseball player took paternity leave, and he mentioned it. So did some other people on his radio station in New York, WFAN, Boomer Esiason, who's pretty well known nationally, and his partner Craig Carton in the morning. They also got caught in this, and it got quite a coverage in the press. Talking about a Major League Baseball player took paternity leave for a couple of days while his wife had a baby, and they all mentioned that, hey, this is baseball. You know, I could see you missing one game, but, you know, enforcing this paternity leave law as an employee shouldn't apply to baseball players. You should be embarrassed doing that, and it caused a big stir among, you know, it's obviously a controversial topic that transcends sports, and it's an example of how sports talk can transcend sports and deal with issues that could easily be discussed on general talk radio.
Well, I think it was, frankly. I heard terms used like knuckle dragger. Francesca didn't have a very progressive approach to it. And most of the men that I talked to, actually, Michael, this week on my Good Day radio program during the week were in agreement with the fact that this player took the 3 days off, thought it was appropriate. Interesting, one of the female members of the clan didn't agree. It became a whole discussion not only about what's going on in baseball, but paternity leaves. That's one of the great things about this format. You can get started with one thing and a focus on one thing, and then it balloons out into the whole discussion, in this case, of whether or not men should have the same amount of paternity time off as women have for their maternal involvement when a baby is born.
And you see, I would personally think that it depends upon the circumstances of the household, who the primary caregiver is. There are many stay-at-home husbands today, and the roles, the traditional gender roles in terms of the family structure have changed over the years. So there is something to be said for, you know, in some cases, men having exactly the same customs in dealing with this law as women do, but you know, let's be real. Baseball players are not the same in terms of somebody who maybe works in a factory or works in a regular job. They're very wealthy. They make millions of dollars. They can afford to have help. They can afford to have nannies, nurses, housekeepers. It's a bit of a different situation. There are different professions that have different requirements and different expectations. So, I mean, it's not completely outrageous that this would be controversial. controversial. I have to defend Mike Francesa and the other hosts there for really expressing something that the average person might express in the privacy of their own friendships and conversations. You're like, you have to take 3 days off when the baby's healthy and the wife is okay, and here it's opening day and the fans are expecting, you know, the team to do well, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's an interesting conversation, wouldn't you say?
I think it's a fascinating conversation, a great way for us to look at things other than the usual political stuff and to examine our standards and mores in America and how they are changing, especially with men now focused on this. It was when you and I were kids, I remember teaching school in the late 60s, early 70s, and one of the ladies got pregnant and had a baby, and her husband was also teaching in the same school, and he had it was just something that was introduced into the legalities of the union agreements, and 8 weeks was called for as a paternal. You get 6 months of your mother and 8 weeks of your father, and this guy took the 8 weeks, and it was the first time it was done, and a lot of people were uncomfortable with it for some of the same reasons that Francesca enumerated, but yet it's now become part of the standard. And as you suggested, maybe it's an individual thing, but with our thinking in America today of wanting uniformity in unions and lawyers and all these other things, you could understand that there would be all kinds of discrimination lawsuits if the company says, well, this applies to you over there, but it doesn't apply to you over here. How the heck do you
explain that? When you bring in the law, when you suddenly, you know, document and you know, make laws about social customs, they have to be even-handed. That's where people who don't want too much government involvement in things, you know, that's one of their points, is that the law, in its need to be even-handed, can't always understand the spirit of the law, can't always understand the nuances of the sociological things that the law is supposed to be, you know, enforced for protecting. And as a result, laws are often abused, or aspects of their enforcement seem ridiculous when looked at in specific cases. That's why it's good to be very careful about what you make, you know, code and law.
Yep.
On the other hand, it's understandable. I mean, there are injustices that people have to be protected. So this is an ongoing struggle, and it's certainly worth talking about. It's very sociological, and it is political, too.
Good stuff on News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, is here as we review the top 10 stories this week on the Talk Countdown.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. that was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Do you know your credit score? Have you checked it lately? Do you even know where to find it? Well, Discover Card is changing all that. Because Discover is the only credit card that gives you your FICO credit score for free every month in your statement and online. It doesn't get much easier than that. And knowing your credit score is important. It can have a real impact when you're looking for a car, a place to live, or even a job. It's just another way we treat you like you treat you. Discover Card. Free FICO credit score online and in your statement. To get yours, go to discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. Limitations apply.
The discussion of the top hits in talk radio in the countdown. Michael Harrison is here, who is the big honcho at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. Number 9 this week. A lot of discussion about the film Noah, which opened last week, and the wonder whether it's stuck to the Bible or whether it's heresy or whatever it is. Michael, what have you heard about it?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward to seeing it because it looks like a pretty entertaining film. And I believe Russell Crowe plays the part of Noah.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite actors. And it looks like a real spectacle. When I was a kid, I remember being really, really influenced by the Ten Commandments, Cecil B. DeMille's movie. I must have seen it 100 times.
Really?
And oh, yes. I loved that film. And partially because it inspired me spiritually, because and partially because it was like a science fiction movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that made it so exciting as a kid, I wasn't raised in a very religious family, so there wasn't a lot of that kind of stuff going on. But what I found fascinating about the Ten Commandments as a kid, we're talking I was 8 or 9 years old, was that it was a science fiction movie that was true. In other words, because this was made by Cecil B. DeMille and it was Hollywood, and you know, in the late 50s, Hollywood was the standard of truth, and we believed what we saw on the silver screen. It was, and yet it had all these wild, you know, things happening, all these supernatural things going on, you know, floods and Red Sea opening up, and locusts and plagues and fire from the sky. It was the most amazing thing, because here as a kid, you're watching something, and unlike all the other wild movies with supernatural stuff, this one was true. So it really had an impact on me. Now, the reason I tell you that story is because there's a lot of controversy over the interpretation of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had a movie like that in years. And today, with people being so more outspoken about their interpretation of religion and talk radio and conversation shows and all of that, it's very hard to make a movie about the Bible, have it on the big screen, have it meet today's standards of entertainment, and not have people take issue with the word of the Bible, the truth, the interpretation. So there has been tremendous criticism about the interpretation of this movie.
Yep.
And how accurate it is.
All right, tied with that at number 9, the latest from the search for Flight 370, some more items have been spotted, but none of them are associated with a plane, as has been the case. A big criticism, and most of the discussion that I've heard, other than how much money is being spent to look for this plane that may not even be in the ocean, is the way that CNN and other news outlets have covered this. Interesting how, again, the news media gets to be part of the story, Michael.
Well, the news media has really latched onto this because it's a mystery, and the criticism here is of the news media taking advantage and milking a story like this. When you know, for a story to be journalistic, it has to move forward, and this story has not moved forward for a very long time.
Yeah, it's going on.
And yet, the media has played it and played it and played it. It'd be like a newspaper playing the same story on the front page every day,
writing
it.
Right. All right, number 8 and number 7 coming right up here as we continue to look at the top 10 items on the Talkers Countdown this week.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack, So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Time now to continue our overview of the top topics of the week in talk radio and on talk television, courtesy of the expertise and the research done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. You can find that at talkers.com along with Talkers Radio. A lot of interesting radio programs are there that are uniquely part of talkers.com and Talkers Television. It's a whole industry that Michael has put together. The mainstay built around the issues that are being discussed, and that's what this review is about. We've done number 10, which is the season opening for the Major League Baseball teams. Number 9, the discussion about the film Noah, and a little conversation about the airliner that still hasn't been found. I don't know how much time this needs. This goes on every spring. Number 8, the tensions between the North and the South in Korea. The South gets all worried and worked up about missile launches. Much ado about nothing, Michael?
I would never say that anything is a much ado about nothing. I would say that we don't fully understand foreign affairs. Whenever I sit down with an expert on foreign affairs, a real expert, I'm always amazed at how thin the discussion of foreign affairs in the media is and how little Americans know, including myself. I'm sure that the troubles between North and South Korea are quite complex and certainly much ado about something, but it just seems to go on and on. And foreign affairs is very interesting, how we really don't know it the same way citizens in other countries know about what's going on in the world as Americans. So, South Korea tensions, number 8, and let it suffice to say there's a lot going on there, but most of us don't fully get it.
Well, I think that goes into the discussion that might stem out of this. One of the great things about, as we were talking about with the baseball issue, is how many things can come out of this discussion. One of them is how horrible our school system is and how we've dumbed down everybody. Why wouldn't this be an important part of understanding what's going on in the world? Where are these countries? I mean, remember when the Iraq war started? Most of the people you talked to didn't even know where Iraq was.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, don't even get me started on that. I mean, I saw some coverage on major networks on television about the beginning of the Iraq war. That was embarrassing. And, I don't know how much time we have, but there was one thing that just stands out in my mind. One of the morning news shows, I think it was ABC's Morning News, Diane Sawyer, was interviewing school children in Iraq several days before the war broke out, the second war, when we were about to invade. And she was talking to the children about, you know, do we ever wonder why our people can't get along?
Yeah.
Why our people can't get along, as if we were going to war against the Iraqi people. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching this on television, and we were going to war supposedly to liberate the Iraqi people.
Yeah, right.
And it blew. I was screaming at the television, going, "What are you telling these kids? And what are you broadcasting to the public? Mm-hmm. This is wrong. You're misinterpreting the whole purpose of this war." And then it went downhill from there. We never understood what that was about.
All right. Speaking of understanding and going downhill, let's spend a minute on the congressional Benghazi hearings, which continue this week. Number 7 on the charts has to do with the finger pointing and who may have been. Mike Rogers comes into the scene this week, the congressman who's retiring to get a job as a talk radio host. Apparently, he may have been behind part of the cover up.
Well, do you think that he's leaving his position because he doesn't want to be exposed?
Well,
or do you think he's leaving his position because he somehow thinks the grass is greener on this side of the fence?
I don't know. Maybe there's a little of both. There's a interesting story about another host in Hartford who used to be the governor of Connecticut.
Yeah, John Rowland is in trouble again.
Yeah, he's leaving his job as a talk radio host because he may have been inappropriately using campaign funds.
You really know things have gotten bed when people have to leave jobs as a talk show host.
I mean, I could see
leaving. This guy was thrown out of the governorship, went to jail, and now he's being thrown out of his radio show.
Right.
I mean, but the opposite was Rogers. I mean, look, I don't know the reasons why Rogers is quitting after 7 terms and is going to take a job as a talk show host, but how does it make you feel that a guy that is running the Senate Intelligence Committee, the Congress Intelligence Committee, this guy is a major player in United States government intelligence. How does it make you feel that he's leaving that to become a talk show host?
There you go. This is a question we'll ponder for a while. We're pondering all the questions. The top 6 items in the story column from Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine as we continue here with Michael Harrison on the countdown.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or friction? Low engine temps are a sign of good engine health. Friction. You know, engines that run hot are just a step away from overheating, but engines that run too cool are also in danger. Why? Low engine temps can cause dreaded water intrusion. Water collects in oil when the natural condensation that occurs in engine startups is not dissipated, typical of short trips when engines aren't brought to full operating temperature. Not only can water intrusion rust engine components, but it also erroneously adds to the oil level. An advantage of synthetic oil is its additive package, like Royal Purple's Centerlick technology that combats the hostile environment caused by water intrusion. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages, then pick up Royal Purple today at Pep Boys. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. The Department of Agriculture determined ethanol's energy balance to be 1.7 to 2.3. That's to say, today's ethanol production yields nearly twice as much energy as it took to create. Also, in 2011, ethanol use reduced tailpipe CO2 equivalent emissions by 25.3 metric tons. I'm Bobby Likas with 20 facts about ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
Being there matters.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The hour now as we continue our overview from the perspective of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, the website where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television is, and the Bible of news and information that pertains to talk radio hosts, stations, the issues of the week, and that's what the chart is, top 10 items. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. We are at number 6, just a review, number 10. The opening of the Major League Baseball season and the Final Four, the NCAA activities, sports talk radio in general. Number 9, the discussion of Noah, the film, and continuing conversation sort of tied with that is the discussion of where the Malaysian Airlines plane is. Number 8, North-South Korea tensions. Number 7, the discussion of the Benghazi hearings and yada, yada. There's now time for us to get from number 6 to number 1. Number 6 is the discussion of global warming. I'm going to throw a curve at you, Michael.
You're going to ask me what the temperature is in Celsius.
No, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a theory that has arisen out of my discussion on my Good Day radio program this week with this issue in the focus. The UN issued a report on global warming and the dire consequences of it. And one of the talk radio hosts that I heard discussing this as I was traveling in my car this week up and down the coast, the eastern seaboard, I heard a discussion of this from the point of view of methane gas that comes out of cows. Now, you know that I'm a farmer. I'm a dairy farmer. So this is something that I pay a lot of attention to. And this fellow theorized that the reason that the that this whole discussion this week about the EPA and global warming has come together with a new rulemaking from the FDA that suggests that farmers ought not to be feeding their cows brewer's grain because it may have something in it that might affect the food chain. There is no incident, no complaint, no evidence that anything has ever happened to a cow who has eaten brewer's grain, but the FDA wants to make a rule that would require brewers to dry the grain and bag it, which would put every small and medium-sized brewer out of business. Also, the amount of money that farmers save, I use brewer's grain on my farm to feed my animals. They are dairy cows, and they do very well. They thrive on it. So for the FDA to say we need to investigate this and stop brewers from giving the brewery grain to the farmers smacks to me like another way of trying to put, Obama has said this on a number of occasions, and so have his people. They want to put farmers who are doing dairying out of business because of the methane gas and how it affects the environment. So this is just another way to chase farmers out of business because they can't afford $300 a ton for grain. This is free. It works well. And the cows enjoy it. Plus the fact they never said anything about the beer that's made from the same hops and grains. The beer, if it's no good for the cows, how can the beer that comes from it be any good for humans?
Mm. Well, one thing, they should make sure the cows don't drive after they after they have this grain.
That's true. I get too serious.
What the heck is brewer's grain?
Brewer's grain is leftover grain. It's leftover from, they use grain. That's how beer is made, by using grain, and the grain is cooked, and what comes out of it is what makes the flavor. So they use different kinds of grains for different flavors of beer. So it's all cooked. It's boiled. So whatever is in there would be cooked out of it if there were impurities to begin with. I mean, the thing that they put forth is asinine, but it does focus on how, when you put the two and two together, this talk host really made a lot of sense. And
well,
so here we have...
You should do a show about these things. You should do a farm show.
I think we could go to talkers.com, Talkers Radio, and you would find the weekly program that I do called The American Family Farmer, and you can be sure this issue is going to come up really soon. Anyway, meanwhile, back, I don't know if you have anything else to say about number six, the global warming debate, or we should...
Well, I don't know what the farm grain has to do with global warming.
Well, it has to do with the production of methane gas, which is, according to these people, destroying the atmosphere. That's why I put it together, because it's the FDA and the administration trying to put the farmer out of business because the gas that comes out of the cows is ruining the atmosphere.
See, the cows release a lot of emissions, don't they?
Not any more than you and me, actually. I mean, when you get right down to it, there are a lot more humans than there are cows, and there's a lot more gas coming out of us than coming out of them.
I've heard jokes about cows and methane, but I guess now it's being taken seriously.
Well, by people who haven't got a clue about reality, it is, yeah, right.
Wow.
All right, so anyway, shall we keep going?
What a gas.
Yeah, very good. Number five, Paul Ryan, the congressman who was the vice presidential candidate with Mitt Romney, and is considered by many Republicans to be the expert when it comes to the budget, has announced some cuts. That's raised some concerns. What have you heard?
Paul Ryan is certainly, you know, one of the more conservative, let's cut back members of the Republican Party in terms of that debate. He sort of came and went as a blip on the radar screen when he ran for vice president. I mean, I wonder how many people would remember if you were to ask 100 people who ran for vice president in the last election. I wonder how many would remember Mitt Romney.
Hmm.
And I wonder how many would know who Joe Biden is at this point.
You know, it's interesting. I heard this week, I have often disagreed with Ann Coulter on a lot of things, but I've lately begun to think that she makes a lot of sense. She said on one talk program I heard this week that that Mitt Romney ought to be the candidate in 2016. Maybe that's something we save for number three, but it's really very, it's an interesting speculative point of view.
Well, because of some of the problems that Obama has run into, and this is obviously a higher number on our list, but you brought it up, because of a lot of the problems he's facing, and, you know, by the middle of the second term, presidents can appear rather ragged. Suddenly, Mitt Romney is looking better by comparison, and he could become like the Nixon of the Republican Party again. He could be reconstituted and brought back, because time sometimes makes people look better after, you know, events prove them to either be right or not so wrong.
Look at how good Bush looks now. I never thought I'd say that after looking at this guy for 6 years who's in there. All right, let's keep moving. Number four, this is very controversial. The Supreme Court ruled once again, many people think, a lot of talk radio hosts have been all over this, been very polarizing because on one hand there's a free speech issue, on the other hand there is money galore that will influence people in their voting. So the Supreme Court, after the Citizens United ruling a few years ago, came under tremendous criticism, as they have this week, for their allowing more money to be thrown at campaigns from very rich people.
Yeah, it's a problem, because there's no question that money and the influence of money in American electoral politics really does take away power from the average citizen. It does. There's no question about it, and that it has corrupted politics. On the other hand, to make laws against giving money is to prevent people from expressing themselves politically in a way that capitalism would expect, and that is through the use of putting your capital where your mouth is or where your voting is. So it's very controversial, and philosophically, it's not easy to come up with a compromise.
Nope. All right. The number 3, 2, and 1 issues of the week will be before us as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review. It's 17 and a half before the hour. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com is here with us.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellys, and Basses. Or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world and a whole lot more only at Guitar Center Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet.
Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com as we review the charts for the week of March 31st to April the 4th, 2014. We have covered Major League Baseball at number 10, the NOAA film at number 9, the Korean tensions at number 8, the Congressional Benghazi hearing at 7, global warming at 6, Paul Ryan's budget cuts at 5, the Supreme Court campaign donation ruling at 4. Now we're up to the politics of the midterm elections and who may be running for the presidency in 2016. A lot of things are changing because of Obamacare, right, which is the number one. I don't let the cat out of the bag here. Maybe we put the two of them together. But Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, is going to be the decider, is it not, in the midterm elections this fall?
I don't know if it's going to be the decider, but it certainly is one of the main issues out there. You know, a lot of Republicans are running on the platform that they will repeal Obamacare. And I'm sure that there might be a presidential, connection to that when 2016 comes around. Obamacare is a hot topic, but there's a lot of stuff going on out there, and we've reached a point in American politics where between midterm elections, which are always 2 years away, and the presidential election every 4 years, we're always in election season, and the connection between the midterm and the presidential elections is profound. So, the presidential election is going on, and we're in a nonstop conversation about it.
Number two this week, the shooting at Fort Hood. Lots of people reminiscing, if you will, about what happened in 2009 with Major Hassan shooting those 13 soldiers. That was a terrorist attack. This was not. I wonder what happens to the families of those who were killed legally. Can they sue the government? I guess you can't sue the government, or can you, in this circumstance? What happens to these?
I'm not really sure about that, but it certainly is an interesting question. Most of the conversation has been about the psychological profile of the people that commit these terrible acts. And that's been a lot of the discussion. You know, what's the connection to illegal weapons? What's the connection to mental illness? Gun control, mental illness, profile of personality. These are the three elements that are in the mix in terms of this conversation.
Yeah, and it is where in the world you go with it. That's really the question. Where is it that we need to understand how these people are brought into the service, how they are screened? This guy didn't really have any service. He didn't really go to any theater of war. So why does he have PTSD or whatever it's called, post-traumatic stress disorder? And then the other thing that comes out of this discussion, Michael, on talk radio is how abysmally, horribly the Veterans Administration takes care of some of their own with regard to these maladies. In fact, they have gone so far as to muster out, throw out soldiers, dishonorable discharge, so they don't have to treat them. Find ways of dishonorably discharging soldiers so they don't have to treat them. It's a disgrace.
Yeah, well, I mean, the treatment of veterans is just abysmal, and that's something that we can't talk about enough, because we do not take care of our veterans properly in this country. We just don't. In terms of the psychology of it all, remember earlier we were talking about Hollywood movies. Again, remember growing up watching war movies?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it was that soldiers were at war. I mean, Yeah, they were at war, and they're shooting around them, and they're blowing each other up, and guys are getting killed and all that.
The truth of the matter is
that it's a terrifying, psychologically distressing, mind-breaking, gut-wrenching, horrible thing.
Yeah.
And we are first starting to realize that. Isn't that amazing? We're first starting to fully come to grips with that.
Well, Saving Private Ryan, I think that Steven Spielberg movie with Tom Hanks and Matt Damon, whoever else was in it, it was really an eye-opener for a lot of people. I know some people in my family who were in the war, and they saw that movie and said, that's what it was like. That movie was what depicted it better than all the other John Wayne movies or whatever you would see that didn't depict this the real horrors of it. It was beyond belief. Okay, we discussed already, number one, the criticism of Obamacare and Affordable Care Act. So that wraps it up, our overview of the items that Talkers Magazine thinks were the big, the hot hits, the big topics this week. Michael Harrison here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. You can anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, find out what's going on in the world of talk radio at talkers.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time now to continue here with our overview of what's going on in the world of conversation radio. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the legal authority here on the Countdown and also on my Good Day program. He's a professor at Bentley University, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft, and yet has another book coming out on scams and problems that people go through. When is the book coming out?
Well, you know, this is one that in the wake of the Target hacking, my publisher, Pearson Press, is trying to get out quickly. So it'll be out this spring.
All right, good. Look forward to that and talking about what's in there as you help people avoid scams. The website, by the way, for the avoidance of scams, check all of the things out that you're getting solicited to do. There are always 9 or 10 of these things that come across my desk every week, and I know they're scams. You can check out the website, Scam. Scamicide, S-C-A-M-A-S-I-D-E, Scamicide.com, for a reference and a check on things that may be the phone scams, email scams, scams for retirees, all of that stuff, and scams, any kind of any disruption, and people setting up ways to help people who may have been disrupted in their lives. The tornadoes this week in the Midwest, you can be sure there'll be people, oh, help save the families of the, and they'll, you know, take your money from you, and it never goes to where it's supposed to go. So you got to check all those out. Meanwhile, with regard to the countdown and the items in the top 10 list that have legal ramifications, number two is that shooting at Fort Hood. My curiosity brought me around to wondering what happens to the families of the deceased. Legally, can they sue the government? Do they have care? Is there part of whatever is in the military code of what's-us to take care of families when the breadwinner is killed, murdered horribly in a situation like this, Stephen?
Yeah, there will be benefits that are paid to the families of the victims, but there won't be anything as far as lawsuits for negligence. There is immunity for the military, and I'm not sure if they did anything wrong. One of the things that bothers me is Fort Hood, where this occurred, and was the same place that we had this other major shooting, and in both instances. The two soldiers got their guns at a place called Guns Galore, a store nearby. And I really think we have to do some better screening of the people that are able to get guns.
All right. And there's nothing to add to that. Guns Galore says it all. All right,
exactly.
Next item here, the Supreme Court, number four on the countdown this week. Number four is the Supreme Court campaign donation ruling. If you were upset before by Citizens United, you'll be apoplectic now. This is the most damnable, outrageous, the judgment that these people have brought to the... There's no law involved in this. It's all influence and power and money, and it's disgusting. All right, so that's my read on it. What's yours, legally and otherwise?
You know, unfortunately, I have to agree with you totally. We had laws going back to the times of Teddy Roosevelt that recognized that the corrupting influence of money. We had Republicans and Democrats can't agree on anything, but we had the McCain-Feingold bill that put some reasonable limitations. Frankly, they didn't even go far enough. They were minor. It had to do with even a money that was poisoning it. Well, you couldn't do it in the last month of the campaign. Citizens United gutted that, and it was a Supreme Court decision that they didn't have to make. Usually they interpret cases narrowly, but they decided to turn it into big corporations or people, and they should be unlimited in being able to put their money out there. Now they put the last nail in the coffin, and the decision this week in a 5-4 decision is absolutely an abomination. It goes against 100 years of precedence, and frankly, this is just an agenda of Justice Roberts to allow this to be the best government that money can buy.
So is it legal, though, to get down to brass tacks? Who can argue? Where do you go? How do you appeal a Supreme Court ruling like this?
That's it. The Supreme Court has made its decision. I don't think the decision is a good one. I think hopefully someday it could be overturned.
Yeah.
That's a very difficult thing to do, but it happens. But nope, there is no place to appeal. The one thing is, there could be, as happened with Citizens United, there's the possibility of some kind of further regulations. But frankly, showing what the Supreme Court has done in response to these regulations, they'd probably overturn those. I'll tell you, one of the worst things going back to Citizens United, Clarence Thomas was one that was in favor of the decision. He said, there'll be no problem because people will know who's putting this money in. Well, guess what? Congress gutted all the rules, so now people can not only buy the elections, but you don't even have to know who they are.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney here on the Doug Steffen program. That's the over.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three. that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.